Blog Talk Radio. Welcome, welcome to On Fire to Inspire with your host, Miss On Fire to Inspire herself, Aaliyah Butler. I want to thank you so much for joining us this beautiful Tuesday evening. And I tell you, I don't take it for granted. You could have been doing anything because we all live really busy lives, but you chose to join us and we don't take it lightly and we thank you so much. I tell you, we want to thank each and every sponsor that's sowing into this fertile ground each and every month. Thank you to our new sponsors as well. We have Top Flight Communications, and they are a communications company that help with editing, transcriptions, reviews, business and marketing, business writing, marketing writing, and much, much more. Their website is topflightcommunication.com. Again, that's topflightcommunication.com. Then we have Evangelist Alexandra Townsend, who is the author of Experiencing the Greatness of God. You definitely want to go out and purchase that book on any of your online business, online book outlets, because that book is a great, great detailed account about how God delivered her son from over a 15-year addiction to alcoholism. And I tell you, God is just so such a beautiful God that he would do just that. He is a healer. Hallelujah. Unique Expression by Design brings your custom ideas to life. Angelise Washington can take care of you. So if you need t-shirts, mugs, journals, pens, anything that you need customized for your personal or business needs, Angelise Washington is there for you. www.uniqueexpressionbydesign.com. And then we have Third Heaven Sound, where it's not just music, it's a sound. CDs are available on Reverb Nation and CD Baby. Also, he writes jingles. If you heard the actual music in the background of the intro song, I actually wrote the words. He did the music, and you have On Fire to Inspire jingle. And then we have Roz Hair and Beauty Bar. She is your one-stop shop for all of your beauty and hair care needs, from natural hair to relaxers, sew-ins, braids, lock maintenance, makeup, lashes, and so much more. I call Miss Roz the confidence builder because I tell you, she just have you looking so beautiful that you're so confident in how you look when you go wherever you have to go. And you can call her and schedule your appointment today at 404-599-3712. Again, that was 404-599-3712, Roz Hair and Beauty Bar. Thank you so much to each and every one of our sponsors for the month of May to On Fire to Inspire. We appreciate you greatly, and we pray God's blessings upon your businesses. And I tell you guys, it has been such a blessing to do this. This is actually my 2-year and 4-month anniversary today. So I thank God for walking in obedience, even with the show. God said to do this show December 9th, 2014. Well, today is May 9th, 2017. So I just give God glory because out of the obedience of just doing what God say do, even when you don't quite understand, it's just been such a blessing, and so many lives have been touched and impacted. So I just give God praise, and I thank God for each and every one of you. Tonight's topic, speak life into your dead situations. So I've been hearing so many people talk about what they've been through, what they're currently going through. But are you speaking what you currently see, or are you speaking what you want to see? The lady that we have tonight is my spiritual mother. She taught me that if you keep speaking what you currently see, you're going to keep getting what you're currently getting. So she taught me how to speak differently and shift my mindset, but we're not going to get deep into that yet. I'm going to go ahead and bring her on the line. This is Apostle Zoe Leggett. Welcome back to On Fire to Inspire. How are you this evening?
I am great. I am fabulous. I am so happy to be back.
Amen, amen. We're happy to have you back and giving us some words of life to help us understand that the life is in us, the power is in our mouth.
Yes.
And so we have a choice to speak life or death. And so I choose to speak life, and I know you're going to help us out with helping us do the same.
Amen, amen. Well, I am excited about tonight. Anytime that we have an opportunity to be able to give the words of life, then
yes,
those words will produce to those that are listening. So I'm so grateful for every person that has also joined us tonight. And I believe and I know beyond a shadow of a doubt that they will be blessed, they will be strengthened, they will be enlightened and encouraged. So, yes, I'm grateful, I'm thankful for the opportunity.
Amen. Now, I introduced you as my spiritual mother, but tell the others who are new to On Fire to Inspire who you are.
Well, I am an apostle. I am also the senior pastor of Kingdom Works International Ministries here in Conyers, Georgia. And I also operate, I love to evangelize. That's what I love to do, is to bring people. People are attracted to the presence of the Lord, and once they are attracted, you can give them the words of life. So yes, I have just put myself in a position to be a conduit that the Lord will use me to be a blessing and to others. Praise God. So
amen.
Yes, I'm excited about On Fire to Inspire. I want to say congratulations. I did not realize that this was your anniversary, 2-year anniversary. So we praise God for that.
Amen. Yes, thank you so much. It's our 2-year, 4-month today, to today. Today's date.
That is
so
great.
We just thank God. We thank God. I tell you, Apostle. So with this topic itself, speak life into your dead situation. The topic itself, what does that mean to you?
Well, let me just say this, Mr. Leah, that In our world and where we are in these days, in time, there is so much going on in our world. And we being in the world, the Bible says that we would experience testing, we'll experience trials, we will experience tribulations. But the Lord said for us to take courage because he had already overcome what is in the world. And so when these things face us, we have to look through the perspective of what Jesus said if we're believers. And
right,
those that are not believers, it's our responsibility to tell them what the word says so that their situations can take on another formation, which is life. You know, you're talking about speaking to dead situations, things that seem hopeless, things that seem lifeless, that seems like there's no energy, no growth. These things, because life, anything that is living, it has movement, it's vibrant, it's energetic, it's growing. And so, yes, we have situations and things that we are dealing with that seems dead. Praise the Lord. And but it is our job, again, to go to the Word of God to see what God says about the situation. We have to do it because that is our only hope. Dead situations, the only hope there is the life that comes from God. And
yes.
As I was talking earlier, even with you, there is a passage of scripture in Mark chapter 5,
mm-hmm.
Mark chapter 5, where there was a ruler of the synagogue, Jairus is his name. The Bible says that his daughter was at the point of death. So here goes the situation. The daughter is at the point of death, and he comes to Jesus. And see, the wonderful thing about Jairus first off is that he knew where to come to in a situation that looks like death.
Mm-hmm.
So first off, we need to learn that. that when we come up on something or something is facing us or whatever the situation may be, and if it looks lifeless or like it has no hope, the first thing we need to do is come to Jesus, because we understand that in the scriptures we saw everything that Jesus came up on, it took on life. It took on life. And so Jairus is coming to Jesus saying, I need you to come to my house. My daughter is at the point of death. And Jesus automatically says, take me to your daughter. So now we're looking at the person of Jesus, the personality of Jesus. The Bible says that in Jesus, in Christ, that the answer is yes, and the answer is amen. So you see that with Jairus. Jairus goes to Jesus, and he could have said, no, but he was wanting us to see the heart of his father, that God has come into the earth realm to tell us yes and amen. So that gives us hope to anything that we're looking at that is dead or near death. Amen?
Amen.
And so Jairus is taking Jesus to his home to raise up his daughter from the point of death. And on his way, one of the servants come back and say to Jairus, you don't even have to bother the master or the teacher any longer. Your daughter is dead. And Jesus says to Jairus, look, I know that report that you just heard, that evil report. But see, there's another scripture that says, whose report will we believe? Will we believe the situation that we're looking at that looks dead? Or will we believe that there's nothing too hard for Jesus? Will we believe his report? Because even though that report came, Jesus turned around and said, gave another report. He says, only believe.
Mm-hmm.
Only believe. And so Jairus and Jesus is headed to his house. And when he gets there, the Bible says that there were people already at the house mourning and just releasing an atmosphere of death. And Jesus says, you know what? Look, the girl is not dead. She's only asleep. And the Bible says that the people laughed at Jesus. And Jesus said, no, see, you know death, but I know life. And see, if we're believers, we got to understand that we have in us the one who is life. So when we see our situations, we got to believe that there is a life of Christ that's dwelling in us, that we can release it from our faith, like Jairus, only believe, and began to use our mouth to speak, and things will begin to resurrect. The Bible says that girl, she was raised from death. She was raised from death. So, yes, we got things going on in our lives, things that are approaching us, things that are facing us, things that is speaking to us, just like the servant spoke to Jairus and said, look, don't bother. Don't bother him. It's over. She's dead. And Jesus had another report. So what the most important thing we got to do is do like Jairus. When we see these situations, we got to go to Jesus, number one, knowing that all things, there's nothing too hard for him, but all things have been given into his power, and we now have a right to that ability to speak to situations, things, circumstances that will lie in death states for us, you know? So I'm really excited about that. I'm just thankful that we're in that hour that God is really beginning to open up his scriptures and allow us to really see him for who he is, but what we can do if we would believe.
Amen. Amen.
Yeah.
Amen. Mm-hmm. You know, I love it. Now, you in that scripture in Mark 5, you were telling us about that, and you were saying how the people were mourners, and they were everything they were doing was setting the atmosphere for death. And so,
yes.
As they were setting the atmosphere for death, Jesus did something. He said, "Y'all got to go." He had to get them out. Y'all gotta go. And I thank God that, you know, as you brought that scripture down to us, you know, some things you have to put out in order for the thing that you know is supposed to be living to live, right?
Exactly. And, you know, those mourners, the Bible says that in that day there was professional mourners. That's what they did. They, you know, they, and so they created an atmosphere of death. And Jesus said, "I am life, but this death has got to go." Mm-hmm. And so when we really take a hold of that, yes, we can see something and we can let it overwhelm us and we can get in agreement with that death by what we speak and what we say, or we can get our eyes fixed on Jesus, because Jesus said in another passage of scripture, the Bible says that one of his friends, Lazarus, died, and Lazarus was dead 4 days, and Jesus comes into the city, and the Bible says that his sisters, he had two sisters come to him and were saying, "If you had been here, our brother wouldn't have died." And so they said, "But nevertheless, we believe that in the resurrection, he'll rise again." And see, they were looking for a certain event to take place for their brother to rise again from a dead state of being. And Jesus said, no, you don't realize, you don't understand, you don't have to look for a day or an event that your brother will rise. I'm actually the resurrection. I'm it. I am the life that will bring him forth. You don't have to wait for a certain day. And so it's according to how we will believe concerning Jesus tonight. Every person that is listening, the Bible says Jesus is the same yesterday, today, and forever. So if he was life then, walking in the earth, and we see him in scripture, he's life now by the Spirit. And so the Bible says even us that were in a dead state of being, we were in a dead state of being because we were not joined to him. The Bible says once we believed on him, he quickened us and made us alive. Well, how did he do it? He did it by his Spirit. So now if that same Spirit, which brought even Jesus from the dead, lives in us, we can release that same Spirit to any situation that seems lifeless. But how do we do that? How do we release it? We release it with our words, with our belief system. And I think that we got to really understand how to make things work, because we see things in the scripture, but we just don't know how. You know, we sometimes have sit in churches for decades. I'm talking about year after year, week after week, and we hear the preacher and it sounds good and we agree with it, but sometimes we don't know how to actually come home and make it work. And so that's the purpose for good teaching and so tonight I thank God for the opportunity to be able to teach the word of God tonight. But there is a scripture that says the tongue has the power. Mm-hmm. That's in Proverbs 18 and 21. It says the tongue has the power of life and death, and those who love it will eat its fruit. Mm-hmm. So us being believers, once Jesus gives us some answers on why things are dead, in our life or dead situations, we got to. It's our responsibility as children of God to go back to His words and relearn how to live so everything around us can live.
Amen.
I'm telling you, and I'm gonna go back to where it says the spirit gives life. That's what the Bible says, that it's the spirit that gives life to the dead. And we see that with Jesus. And the Bible says if that same spirit will dwell in you, it will raise you. So that tells me, Jesus even told us, he said, look, he says, go and lay hands on the sick. What is he saying? Or raise the dead. What is he saying literally? He's saying there is a spirit in you that is life, the life that comes from God and is able to raise sick people, is able to raise dead. So you know a situation or a circumstance, if you would release the spirit of life through your words, can raise it up from a dead state of being. Amen?
Amen.
Yes, Lord. So we thank God for that. I would like to read a few scriptures if we have time.
Yes.
There is a scripture in Luke 6:45. It says, a good man brings good things out of the good stored up in his heart. See, the tongue that has power, the power of life in it, is because something is stored in the heart. The Bible says a good man brings good things out of the good stored up in his heart. Well, how does, and then it says, for the mouth speaks what the heart is full of. So you got to get your heart full of words that comes from Christ, because Jesus said, my words are life. My words are spirit. And they are life. So if you get as much as you can hold in your heart, then you can look at a situation or a circumstance, and from out of that good heart, that's been stored up in your heart, your mouth will speak, Luke 6:45 says. And then the Bible says that you'll eat the fruit of what's in your heart. So if your heart is full of words of life that comes from what Jesus has said concerning you, then the mouth will speak it, and the Bible says you will eat the fruit of what was in your heart. That's powerful. That's called biblical principles.
See,
that takes us far beyond just being able to go to church and hear a good message and feel good and then come home and got all kind of dead situations around us, and we don't know how to make anything respond to the spirit of life that's dwelling in us. We see, now it's time for us to start living on purpose, live according to what the word says. When you start living according to what the biblical principle is, then you start living on purpose. And see, that purpose will start producing life all around you. I'm not saying things don't come up and things won't come up, because they will. But Jesus said, look, I've already overcome what can be in the world. And if my spirit dwells in you, that I have overcome it, you will begin to overcome as well, because you're going to learn how I did things to get things to rise from the dead state. So it's left up to us tonight if we want to actually walk out these principles so that we can see dead situations arise in Jesus' name. There's nothing too hard for him, the Bible says. There's nothing impossible for him. And we see that in the scriptures, that if this little girl could die, the Bible says he went in that room with that little girl. He took three of his disciples, those that truly followed him. And the Bible says they came out with the little girl. But the Bible says he just spoke to her and said, "Arise, damsel. Rise, little girl." So we have to get full of faith and full of that living spirit from the Word of God in us, and begin to look at situations and look at this surrounding us, and begin to speak the Word of God to them. And the things that don't need to be, you need to be able to, because the Bible says there's life and death in the tongue.
Mm-hmm.
So there are things that we want to die that don't need to be in existence. And we can, and Jesus said it. Jesus had those same followers going with him into the city of Jerusalem, and the Bible says Jesus was hungry, and he went up on a fig tree to get its fruit, and there was no fruit on it. And Jesus said, "From this day forward, you will feed nobody else." And they said, and the Bible says, the very next day they were coming back out of the city and past the tree, and the tree had withered up that quick. And the Bible says Peter began to marvel and say, "Wow." So he was marveling because it happened so fast. And then Jesus turned around and said to Peter, "Why are you marveling? You have this same ability." See, Jesus was our example to show us we have an ability that comes from God, comes from what Christ has released to us. He's delegated authority to us in our mouth, in our mouth. So that's where the ability for life to come forth in our tongue, off the words that are in our mouth. So we must really begin to get very serious about what we're saying. Yes. What we're saying, because the Bible says you will have, Mark 11:24, you shall have what you say. So, okay, the situation has come up, but you know what? You can have what you say, even in this situation. That's what he was telling Jairus. "Oh, I know what they said, but you only believe." And you shall see the salvation of God. You shall see the power of God. You shall see the healing of God. You shall see the deliverance of God. You shall see the prosperity of God. You shall see, if you would only believe. And I love it that there's a scripture that says, "Whose report will you believe?"
Yeah.
Glory be to God. It's a wonderful thing. It's a wonderful thing to understand that it. But you know, one thing I do know, Minister Leah, it takes to change your language, because some of us have learned to talk a certain way because of the environment we grew up in, the family we had. So we talk a certain way, but when we come to Christ, Christ is expecting us to change our language, to start speaking according to what Jesus came to give us. That's left up to us, you know, to do that. Jesus has done everything he could do to get the authority of life back in our hands and not in Satan's possession. The Bible says he that had the power of death, Jesus destroyed. And the Bible says Jesus took the keys of death, hell, and the grave. So that tells me that if Jesus stripped Satan from that ability to bring death to our life, that means, and then he turns around and tells us, now the power of life and death is now in your tongue. It's what you will choose to say concerning this situation will bring what you desire. And what you desire is what you're going to get. And we'll know what your desire is by what you're saying.
Amen. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. So it's imperative for us to learn how to speak, how to think, because words are nothing but your thoughts.
Wow.
Yes. Yes. Glory to God. So
yes.
We praise him tonight. We praise him for his words of life, his truth, because it is, I mean, I'm telling you, the ball is in our court.
Yes.
The ball is in our court.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is.
Uh-huh. It's like Jesus went into hell and got the ball and then placed it back in our court and say, now, what are you going to do? Are you going to shoot?
Love it.
Yes.
Love it. Love it, love it, love it. Now, Apostle, you said about the mind. You were talking about the mind and what's coming out of the mind will eventually come out of our mouth. So if you think on good things, you think life, things that you speak in life even through your thoughts, then you're going to more than likely speak out what you see. Am I right? In your thoughts?
Correct. Correct.
Mm-hmm.
There's plenty of scripture that tells us about the mind. It tells us to renew our mind. It says renew our mind by the word. So, again, everything is going to take you back to the word of God, because even with the thoughts that come through your mind, the Bible says, I heard a preacher preach just this past weekend. She said, you know, my spiritual father said, you can't stop a bird from flying over your head, but you can keep him from nesting in your hair.
Mm.
And what am I saying? I'm saying you can't keep a thought from passing through your mind. You can't, because thoughts will come, but you can reject thoughts that doesn't line up with what God has said, because that's exactly what the enemy, that's the only power the enemy has, is to bring suggestions to our minds to get us to entertain it and then to say something contrary to what is truth. The Bible says you'll be snared by the words of your mouth. What that means, you can be trapped by what you say. But how did you say that? It's because it was a thought first. So we do have to take on the winning mindset. We got to take on the mind that Christ, the Bible says, let the same mind that was in the anointed one when he was in the earth realm, now let that be your mind ever since you have joined yourself to the Lord. Because you have chosen to believe in him and chosen to accept him, now he is requiring you to take on how he thinks. Well, you can say all day long, well, I don't know how the Lord thinks. But you know how the Lord thinks according to what is written. So when I get what is written from the scriptures in my thoughts, and I begin to entertain that, it fills my heart and my mouth begins to speak accordingly. And then things around me begin to respond to the life that comes from the words that have been stored up in my heart through me thinking and meditating on them. That's how things get in your heart, by meditating. People that worry, that is a meditation of negativity. That's all that is. When you're worrying, you're meditating on something negative, and it creates worry, fear, anxiety. And then if you speak on it, then that meant you just took that thought that you had been meditating on for however many hours. And see, that produces a negative force.
Wow.
And everything negative around you will begin to attract to the negativity that comes out of you. Yes. That's how that works. That's what the Bible said about Job. The Bible said the very thing that Job feared came upon him. How did it come? Because he had to meditate on that evil or that negativity, and the very thing he feared, it attracted to him, and it happened. So we have to watch our thought patterns. And I say this to the church all the time. I say, you need time in a day, and just take the time to figure out what have you been thinking about all day. What are the dominant thoughts that you have had all day? Is it fear of not enough, a lack, or something happening, fearful expectations of something happening, or, you know, because all of that is meditating on something negative. And see, those, and a lot of times that's what creates a lot of our dead situations. So we got to check up. We got to check what's playing in our mind and what we're talking about on a day-to-day basis, because it's creating something in our life. And then we don't have, and you can't always blame that on the devil. You can't always blame that on somebody else. That stuff we produce because the Bible says you are now in authority to produce life or death.
Wow.
Yes.
I'm doing a hashtag mind checkup. I tell you, that's a good one, Apostle.
Yes. Yes, it is good. It is good.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, and it helps us to just really grow up. It helps us to take responsibility. It just helps us in every area of our life. We'll begin to see things change when we begin to work just those two principles. The principle of thought and the principle of words.
Yes.
Glory to God.
I'm getting all this down.
Yes, it's good stuff. It's good stuff. And it comes through just living and learning and getting in that word and the Holy Spirit revealing and showing things. And you're like, wow. You know, because a lot of us, we come to Jesus the best way we know how, and we come and we sit up in the building and we join the assembly every week with others. But a lot of times we do not really grasp a hold of the principles, because we have to understand once we come to Christ, Christ is expecting everything about us to change, and it can only change by us getting his word. The word changes our thought patterns. It changes how we speak. It changes how our hearts feel. The word will do that if we will get in it, if we would just get in it. And it will begin to change us so that the things around us begin to change.
Amen.
In the beginning was the word. Everything comes through the word.
Yes. If you guys are in the Facebook event, a lot of this stuff that she's given, the scriptures and all that, I'm putting it in the actual event itself so you can go back and review it. The recording will be available shortly afterwards, but this is some powerful stuff, Apostle, because many times people go and they don't really get taught, and so they get hooped and hollered at. And after they get hooked and hollered at, they have nothing to apply to life, and they're wondering why they're not seeing the hand of God move in the manifestation of what he's telling them to do happen, you know?
Yeah.
So I'm just, I'm grateful that I heard the Lord say this topic, and he showed me you. So I just thank God that you were available, and I just praise God for you coming. I thank you. I'm getting texts and chats and all this. It's a blessing many. Praise God. Amen. So, Apostle, I even found the scripture about the renewing of the mind. Romans 12:2. I put it on the Good News Translation. I popped that in there. Some of these other powerful bits that you've been giving us. I've been posting this in here because you said that there was the principles. If we start living the biblical principles, you said it's time to start living the biblical principles, living on purpose, and working those principles of thoughts and words to produce life.
Because one thing we do know, Minister Leah, is that you cannot follow the principle of what Jesus gives. You see that all in Jesus' life and ministry. Jesus let them know. He said, look, I come down from heaven to show you the Father. So many of you don't know the Father. You say God, but you don't know Jehovah. So I have come down in his stead to show you what he's like. And the Bible says, Jesus said, I never say anything that I don't hear my Father say, and I never do anything that I do not see my Father do. So the Bible shows us that Jesus set the people down, and he began to teach them principles of how his kingdom, so what he was giving them, he was giving them principles. That's what he was giving them. He was giving them principles to live by to get things to change in their life.
Yes.
And so tonight we're talking about dead situations and dead circumstances. Well, there's principles concerning death and what Jesus said about death. Jesus said, I conquered it, and now I've given you the power of life and death in your mouth. Satan no longer has that key of death anymore. So now when we see things that look dead, it's our tongue that gives things life. But we're not going to give things life if our thoughts are not, if our thoughts are not conducive, if our thoughts are not aligning to what the word says. So we have to go back to our thought life. And so that's the power. So we got to start learning the way of the kingdom so that we can get the result that Jesus got, because we always Jesus bringing forth the dead. We always saw Jesus causing increase when there was insufficiency and lack. We saw Jesus bringing peace when it was chaotic. Well, if we want peace in a chaotic situation, then we got to learn what Jesus said about how to operate. So there's Bible says that there when there is that a kind word will turn away wrath. So if there's wrath going on, then get the principle. I'm a believer in Christ. Christ has given me principles. Now I got to operate accordingly. I got to have a soft answer, a kind word to turn this thing. See, now we actually got to live it out. We can't be on the other end just looking at a situation or looking at a circumstance saying this thing is just it's just bad. It's awful. It's just ugly. It's an ugly situation. But the truth of the matter is Jesus has given us principles to cause things to turn in our favor.
Amen. I tell you, this has just blessed me. Look, just blessed me some more. So.
Me too. Bless me while I'm talking. Amen. I'm the first partaker.
Amen. Well, Apostle, how do you feel about opening up the phone lines? I got a feeling some people are wanting to share how this is impacting them and things of that nature. How are you feeling about opening up the phone line?
I feel great about it. I would love to hear what they have to say, their comments or their questions.
Okay, great. Well, guys, if you are on at 929-477-2178. Again, 929-477-2178. If you're dialed in on that number and you have a question or comment, press 1. We're going to bring you live to actually ask your question, make a comment, and we have someone now. Welcome to On Fire to Inspire. You have Apostle Zoe and Miss On Fire to Inspire. Who do we have?
Hey, Leah, this is your brother. What's going on, sis?
How you doing?
Hey, Apostle, how you doing? And Leah,
I'm doing great. How are you?
Leah's laughing with me because she knows where I've been at for the last couple of days. And I was out in the garage today when I got off from work. You know, a lot of times I have to go, and please don't take this literally, but sometimes I have to go to work, and that's my time where I hear from me and Daddy, right? So today was the day I said I was going to clean out the garage, and that's when I pray and I do so forth and so forth. And today was Tuesday, and then, you know, Leah sent out the text. Oh, it was 8 o'clock. It was my time. And just what you were saying, and I just was sharing with my daughter, Leah, last night as we were sitting here going back and forth in the Word. And, you know, it's one of the things, man, we got to be careful, Lord, where we've been missing the mark at. And, you know, because of the thoughts, and then when we thought, and then the thoughts that come in, then we open up our mouth, and then we start creating our own situation. So I just want to say thank you for, you know, bringing it back to us right now, what thus says the Lord as far as the Word goes. And if we're going to talk, hey, that's what we need to be talking about and speaking up, because He did. He has given us dominion. Everything that we say is going to, we say we're going to be held accountable for it. So I just wanted to say thank you for the mind checkup, Leah. That's going to be the new phrase for the week, sister. I love that. So again, you know, I just wanted to tell you thank you, sister. God bless your soul.
God bless you too.
Thank you, Leah.
You're welcome. All right. So we had our first caller share that how, you know, this word blessed him tonight. Hashtag. And y'all, if y'all on Facebook, go out there and put hashtag mind checkup. So people will say, what? And you refer them back to the show so they can go listen to this, because many people need that mind checkup. They need to hear this word that this woman of God has released tonight, because many people are thinking, what the old folks say? Thinking. So they're producing that type of living. But if they get, you know, this life of this glorious life and this glorious mindset in their head, then they'll start seeing life being produced in real life, not just existing and just being miserable. No, that's not life. That's existing. If you have a question or comment, press 1.
we'll be happy to bring you on. Again, that's at 929-477-2178. Now, for those of you who are listening on the internet, you have to dial in to share. We got another caller, Apostle. Welcome to Home Friday. Who do we have with us?
My name is Ona.
Hi, Onai.
Hey, how you doing?
Hello, Onai.
Hey,
Apostle. Hello.
I just wanted to call in support, and I just thankful for this time to be in the presence of the Lord and to be talking about the truth of the Lord. You know, it's a lot of stuff in the world where people speak their own opinions and their own thoughts. But, you know, at the end of the day, I just wanted to agree with Apostle because it's about what the Lord has said. You know, what did his word say? You know, that's what's going to benefit us. That's what's going to bless us. That's what's going to change lives and souls and, you know, lifestyles and stuff. So I was just calling to be in agreement.
Oh, man.
Amen. Amen.
Well, we appreciate
you
dialing in tonight and sharing. Oh, now we appreciate you.
Thank
you for listening.
Yes, ma'am.
Yes. Apostle, we got another one on the event that said he's traveling, so he wasn't able to dial in. And he says, I'm traveling, but I'm listening in, and I was truly blessed tonight. And he has four exclamation points. So we just give
that's wonderful. Well, we bless you, sir.
Yes, yes, we bless you, Minister Reverend Surratt. We bless God for you, man of God. Hallelujah. Any other questions, comments, press 1, and you'll be able to share with Apostle Zoe and myself. If you're on 929-477-2178, you can press 1. And if you are on the internet, you got to dial in, guys. You got to dial in. But I tell you, it's been such a blessing because it starts with that mindset. Because if you keep thinking, you know, stuff that's contrary, then you're going to eventually speak it. So I'm just so grateful, so grateful. We have another caller. Okay, you ready?
Yeah, I'm ready.
Amen. Welcome to On Fire to Inspire. Who do we have with us?
Yes, this is Dennis. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. How are you this evening?
I'm wonderful. Truly enjoying the show. Enjoying the show. It's indeed
Amen.
A blessing.
Amen.
Apostle Zoe. I thank you for your encouraging words. Actually, I have been out to your church like 2 times, and I saw you this past Saturday. Even though you didn't speak, I was like, yeah, I was there. I came to your celebration, and I truly enjoyed that. And I say, I got to meet. I hear so much about you, and it's like the kingdom teaching, the kingdom. Are you kingdom? And I see it now. Because, I mean, for me, what you were saying is just another step, a challenge. And I truly know that what I'm missing, those two components you were speaking of. So you have challenged me. So I will be coming to your service because I want it all. I want it all.
Amen.
If it's available, I want it all. So I will be there. I work every other week. So look for me next Saturday.
Amen. I'm so sorry. I didn't actually get your name.
My name is Dennis. My name is Dennis.
Dennis. Okay, yes, Dennis. Wow. I don't know you, but to hear that you were at the celebration, you know, wow, thank you so much for coming out and supporting and being a part of the celebration. It was truly awesome. It was kingdom impartations the whole three services, praise God. And but I'm so grateful that you were able to join us tonight and really be able to partake of the word of God.
Most definitely. I appreciate everything, and I'll see you next Saturday.
Okay, I'll see you then. I look forward to it.
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you for dialing in. You're welcome. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Well, Apostle, you're blessing some people, honey. You are blessing some people with this
wow.
word.
We give God glory for that. I tell you, you just never know who's listening.
Yes, yes. You never know. You know, you're making a great impact because, you know, again, so many times you've been preached to, but you don't have anything to take with you to help you shift that mindset, to help you shift to speak that life and speak that light. Because I tell them all the time, even on the show, look, my pastor says this. If you want to get the results of what you want to see, then start speaking what you want to see versus what you currently see. So I say it all the time. Don't keep speaking death and think you're going to get life. It's not going to happen. So
it's
never
going to happen.
Yes, yes, yes. I just praise God for your teachings. And I thank God for, you know, being under your tutelage because I feel like a student. You know, each and every week, learning this word, partaking of this word of truth, and I just give God praise for you and the impact that you've made on my life and my spiritual life.
Amen. I thank God for you. You know, I thank God for how he has so elevated you and put you in a position and put you in a place where you can launch out into the deep and that you are able to, you know, to me, it's like you, Minister Leah, is being Peter right now because Peter had a boat.
Amen.
Peter had the boat. Jesus just needed Jesus needed Peter's boat so that he could bring the word of the Lord. And because of that, Peter was blessed. The Bible says that he got so much fish that day to come in that Peter said, wow, you know, he marveled. And so I feel like On Fire to Inspire right now is that boat where Jesus is able to launch his teachings out. And because of it, you know, we decree and declare blessings over this station, over this radio broadcast, over your life now in Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name, I receive it, and I thank you so much. I thank you so much. Did we have anybody else before she wraps up? Did we have anyone else that wants to make a comment or a question? Press 1. We'll definitely bring you on. And that was at the 929-477-2178 number. If you had a question or a comment, press 1. We'll bring you on to answer your ask your question or make your comment. Well, we do have another one. Hold on. Welcome to On Friday Inspire. Who do we have with us?
Hello. Good evening, Aaliyah.
Good evening.
Hey, this is Wakinda. Hi, Papa.
Hello.
How are your eyes this evening? Yes, I just wanted to say thank you to the both of you, but thank you, Apostle, for the words of life, and I thank you for just your consistency and that you won't get off of the mind and the personality and the application and being like Jesus in the earth, and I thank God for that. And I thank God because even I think the young man who called in earlier, he talked about just that reminder, you know, all the time.
Yeah.
And the scripture does let us know that faith cometh by hearing and hearing by the word of God. And so to continue to hear and to hear, because as we continue to hear, we become. And so I thank God that we have become exactly what you are speaking about. We have become the word. And so we can go out and we can apply it. And so I'm so grateful for that, and I'm grateful for the mind checkup tonight.
Yes, yes, I like that. I like that.
Yeah, don't forget to go out and put hashtag mind checkup and put Apostle Zoe's name out there because that's what we're going to be doing. We're going to get some people to be intentional about their thinking so they can shift their mindsets and get some kingdom results because it's time. The time is now. Right, Apostle?
Yes, the time is now.
Amen. Well, thank you so much for dialing in.
Never before it is now.
Exactly, exactly. Well, thank you so much for dialing in, Minister Wakinda. I tell you, we got another caller. You ready?
Yes.
Welcome to On Friday Inspire. Who do we have with us?
Hey, Aaliyah, this is Angel, a apostle. I just wanted to say I shared this broadcast to some people, and somebody just messaged me and said they so needed this. So you are truly, truly blessing people with the mind check and the renewing of the mind. It's so, so needed because that's the first place, you know, we're attacked at. Like you said, it starts in our minds. And if we can just get our minds renewed with the word, everything else is going to line up. So I'm just excited. And all over again. I got the mind check. I already did the half check. Hashtag. So thank you for the mind check.
God.
I appreciate it.
Glory to God. That's great.
Amen. 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 Thank you so much for dialing in.
You're welcome.
Hallelujah. All right, I tell you, so many people are being blessed because if you decide, make a conscious decision to, you know, do this mind checkup and start speaking the life and seeing the life and getting in that word, it's got to produce the results, right, Apostle?
Yes. And you know what? I love how he said mind checkup because what we can do is check what's running through our thoughts. And the Bible says, casting down every thought, every imagination that tries to rise and exalt itself against the knowledge of Jesus. So that means we have to have a certain knowledge that comes from God's word. And if there are things that come up in our mind, our thought life, that is contrary, that tries to magnify itself, the Bible says it's our responsibility to cast it down. Cast it down. Because again, our thoughts become words, and our words will eat the fruit of those words. So, yes, mind checkup is the thing. I love how he said a mind checkup, and we need to do it every day. I do it so many times. You know, in the evening, once I get home and I get settled, I turn everything off, and I sit quietly, and I listen to the kind of thoughts that pass through my spirit because those thoughts have the ability to cause me to become toxic, or those thoughts will cause me to create a more healthy being concerning myself, concerning others, concerning things surrounding me.
Yes. Yes. I tell you. Powerful, powerful. I think some powerful golden nuggets tonight that people have that,
yes.
That they can take away, chew on, and the replay will be available shortly after we end. So, you know, if they need to go get a reminder and they didn't get a chance to take notes, they can come, go back and listen and share it with others because this is time to produce the life that God has called us to. It's time to resurrect some things that he's called, you know, placed in you. And it's time to shut some things down that you've been letting linger. So, yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
I agree.
Hallelujah. Well, do you have anything else to leave us with tonight, Apostle?
Yes, I would. I just want to thank every person that did join us tonight and that was listening in. Listening to the ones that did call in, you know, you can tell that their spirits were blessed. There was an impartation there and an encouragement that came, instruction that came, and with that, we'll be able to move forward, praise the Lord. And in great things. Amen. So I'm very grateful, very thankful for this opportunity. But I would like to invite those that are listening to join us in Conyers at Kingdom Works International Ministries in Conyers, Georgia. And that's 1303 Parker Road, Suite G in Conyers, every Saturday night
at 7 p.m., and we call it the Saturday Night Live, praise the Lord. So we invite and welcome every person to come out and join us every Saturday night. Amen.
Amen, amen. And if they're in the Columbus area, they can come and visit on Sunday. And
yes, at my father's house.
My father's house. And what's the address over there?
That's 3604 Macon Road in Columbus, Georgia.
Okay. So you have two opportunities. You come in on Saturday night if you're in the Atlanta area, surrounding area, and then you can go, if you're in the Columbus area, you can go to my father's house. Well, we thank you again, Apostle, for joining us, to speaking this word of life and giving us this great impartation that God has given you so that we can continue to live and not just exist. So we appreciate you, woman of God.
Amen. Thank God for
you. Thank you. Guys, if you missed any of this interview, you want to go back and listen to the recording, it should be available in about 5 minutes at the very most of the wrap-up of the show. Tonight is our two-year, four-month anniversary. Yay, praise God. God gave me the vision to do On Fire to Inspire. December 9th, 2014, what today is May 9th, 2017. So we just give God praise for the obedience. And even with the show, I didn't really want to do it because I was like, God, I don't know anything about radio. And he said, just do it. Just be obedient. And I've had so much positive feedback, so many lives being touched and blessed by people like Apostle Zoe and the people that God has allowed me to bring on as guests. I mean, even with some of the things that God gave me to share, people have been blessed. And I just thank God for the obedience that he has me walking in. And I thank God for each and every one of you who's sharing sharing your testimony, sharing the impact that this show is making on your life. You can share your testimonials or anything like that. Feel free to share it with me on Facebook and send me a chat, things of that nature. I love to read it, love to hear from you. Cindy Reed featured one of my testimonies today on her blog. So if you go out and look at my personal page, you'll actually see that testimony and what God did for me. She said, you know, she wants to see a testimony with some people. And so today was my featured testimony, and I just give God praise for healing. And that was my testimony. So go out and listen to that. But guys, make sure you share this show with someone, because there needs to be a shifting of some mindsets, because there are some things that appear to be dead, and there needs to be some life spoken into it. And then there's some other things that need to just stay there. And so we got to understand who we are. And like Apostle said, do some mind checkups and just get in that word and not just, you know, allow what people say to you and just take it at face value. No, this is not the hour for that. So, you know, get in your word, get in a Bible-based church, get the word of truth, and live a life that God has called you to. I am Aaliyah Butler, Miss On Fire to Inspire. We will talk to you same time next week, 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Love you guys. Have a great night.